Miss Luck, LUC, last name, first name Howe, HAO, 11/12/1731, 92-year-old woman, currently in hospice with history of intracranial hemorrhage, severe contracture, hemiplegia, hemiparesis, bilaterally. Patient has now contractions about the upper and lower extremity, right and left side. Lives with her daughter Tracy and granddaughter Wendy. Patient has a PEG, left-sided weakness, but contractures are present on both sides. Tremendous muscle wasting, minimal appetite, severe protein calorie malnutrition, total ADL dependency, wears a diaper, has developed a stage 2 to 3 decubitus ulcer on the sacrum, which is never going to heal, has a PEG tube, which she receives hydration and tube feeding, but the amount has been decreased because of high amount of residual. Patient is a high risk of aspiration, of course. Patient was given tramadol by the hospital medical director, but the family has refused to provide patient with tramadol. Patient is coughing at all times because of aspiration. Ortuzat remains stable at 94% with a halt pulse of 88, respirations 18, blood pressure 90/60, period. KPS score is at 40%, period. Patient is given food for pleasure feeding and requires nutrition per PEG. Patient family did not want to give a pain medication or any kind of anxiolytic. They would like for the hospice to pay for lidoderm patches and would like cough medication. Patient also requires numerous pillows and towel rolls to keep the contractures from laying against skin parts that can cause breakdown. Patient's decubitus ulcer is unavoidable, period. KPS score is at 40%, period. MAC is at, leave that blank. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Patient is, like I said, total ADL dependent. Repeats the same word over and over. Given patient's nature of her illness and overall progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.